Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a person who inspired change. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about influential people in our lives. One common topic is describing someone who has inspired you to embrace change. This article will provide valuable tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task, focusing on the question, describe a person who has inspired you to embrace change. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about change and inspiration. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think people generally like change? Band 6-7 answer. I think it depends on the person. Some people enjoy trying new things, while others prefer to stick to what they know. It often comes down to personality and personal experiences. Band 8-9 answer. That's an interesting question. I believe people's attitudes towards change can vary significantly. While some individuals thrive on novelty and actively seek out new experiences, others tend to be more risk-averse and find comfort in familiarity. Factors such as personality traits, cultural background, and past experiences with change can all play a pivotal role in shaping one's perspective on embracing new situations or ideas. How do you usually react to changes in your life? Band 6-7. Answer. Generally, I try to be open-minded about changes. Sometimes I feel a bit nervous at first, but I usually adapt pretty quickly once I get used to the new situation. Band 8-9 answer. I'd say my reaction to change is typically a mix of excitement and apprehension. While I recognize the potential for growth and new opportunities that change can bring, I'm also mindful of the challenges it may present. I make a conscious effort to approach changes with a growth mindset, viewing them as chances to learn and develop rather than obstacles to overcome. This perspective helps me navigate transitions more smoothly and often leads to positive outcomes. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a person who has inspired you to embrace change. You should say, who this person is, how you know them, what changes they inspired you to make, and explain why you found them inspiring. Band 6-7, sample answer. The person who has inspired me to embrace change is my college professor, Dr. Sarah Thompson. I met her during my second year of university when I took her course on innovation and entrepreneurship. Dr. Thompson inspired me to be more open to new ideas and experiences. She encouraged us to think outside the box and not be afraid of failure. Because of her influence, I started taking more risks in my studies and personal life. One significant change she inspired was my decision to study abroad for a semester. I was initially hesitant about leaving my comfort zone, but Dr. Thompson's encouragement gave me the confidence to go for it. I found her inspiring because she practiced what she preached. She often shared stories about her own experiences with change and how they led to personal growth. Her passion for learning and trying new things was contagious, and it made me want to adopt a similar attitude. Band 8-9, sample answer. The individual who has profoundly inspired me to embrace change is my former college professor, Dr. Sarah Thompson. I had the privilege of encountering her during my sophomore year when I enrolled in her groundbreaking course on innovation and entrepreneurship. Thompson's influence on my life has been nothing short of transformative. She possessed an extraordinary ability to challenge conventional thinking and inspire her students to venture beyond their comfort zones. Her teachings weren't merely theoretical, they were a call to action that resonated deeply with me. One of the most significant changes she inspired was my decision to pursue a semester abroad. Initially, the prospect of immersing myself in a foreign culture and educational system seemed daunting. However, Dr. Thompson's unwavering support and her mantra of growth through discomfort gave me the courage to take this leap of faith. What made Dr. Cord Thompson truly inspiring was her authentic approach to life and learning. She didn't just preach about embracing change, she embodied it. Her personal anecdotes about overcoming challenges and seizing unexpected opportunities were not only engaging, but also served as powerful catalysts for personal growth. Her infectious enthusiasm for continuous learning and her willingness to challenge the status quo left an indelible mark on my worldview. Moreover, Dr. Cao Thompson's guidance extended beyond the classroom. She actively mentored students, myself included, encouraging us to cultivate a growth mindset and view obstacles as opportunities for development. This perspective has been invaluable in both my academic pursuits and personal life, enabling me to approach changes with optimism and resilience. In essence, Dr. Thompson's influence has been a cornerstone in shaping my approach to life's uncertainties. She instilled in me the belief that change, while often challenging, is a fundamental driver of personal and professional growth. Her teachings continue to inspire me to this day, serving as a constant reminder to embrace change as a pathway to new possibilities and self-discovery. Follow-up questions. How has this person's influence affected your long-term goals? Can you give an example of a specific change you made because of their inspiration? How do you think society benefits from people who inspire others to embrace change? Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Why do you think some people resist change while others embrace it? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I think it's often about comfort and fear. Some people feel safe with what they know and are afraid of the unknown. Others might be more curious and see change as an opportunity for something better. Band 8-9. Answer. The dichotomy between those who resist change and those who embrace it is a fascinating aspect of human psychology. Several factors contribute to this divergence in attitudes. Firstly, personality traits play a significant role. Individuals with higher levels of openness to experience, as defined in the Big Five personality model, tend to be more receptive to change and novelty. Additionally, past experiences with change can heavily influence one's perspective. Those who have had positive outcomes from previous changes in their lives are more likely to view future changes optimistically. Conversely, individuals who have experienced negative consequences may develop a more cautious or resistant attitude. Furthermore, cognitive flexibility and adaptability skills can impact one's ability to cope with change. People who have developed these skills, often through education or diverse life experiences, may find it easier to navigate and embrace new situations. Lastly, cultural and societal factors can shape attitudes towards change. Some cultures place a high value on tradition and stability, which may foster resistance to change, while others prioritize innovation and progress, encouraging a more open stance. Understanding these factors can help us cultivate a more balanced approach to change, recognizing its potential benefits while also acknowledging the valid concerns of those who may be more hesitant. How can leaders in society encourage people to be more open to change? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I think leaders can encourage openness to change by setting a good example. They can show the benefits of change through their own actions and explain why change is necessary. It's also important for them to listen to people's concerns and address them. Band 8-9. Answer. Leaders play a pivotal role in shaping societal attitudes towards change, and there are several strategies they can employ to foster a more receptive mindset among the population. Firstly, effective communication is paramount. Leaders should articulate a clear and compelling vision of how proposed changes will benefit society as a whole. This involves not only highlighting the positive outcomes, but also acknowledging the challenges that may arise during the transition. Transparency in this process can help build trust and alleviate fears associated with change. Secondly, leaders can lead by example. By demonstrating their own willingness to adapt and embrace new ideas, they can inspire others to do the same. This might involve publicly learning new skills, adopting innovative practices, or showcasing personal growth experiences. Another crucial aspect is creating a supportive environment for change. This can involve implementing policies and programs that incentivize innovation and risk-taking while providing safety nets for those who may be adversely affected by changes. Education and training initiatives can also equip people with the skills needed to thrive in changing circumstances. Furthermore, leaders should foster a culture of inclusive decision-making. By involving diverse stakeholders in the change process, they can ensure that different perspectives are considered, leading to more robust and widely accepted solutions. Lastly, celebrating and publicizing success stories of individuals or groups who have benefited from embracing change can serve as powerful motivators for others. These real-life examples can help demystify the change process and illustrate its potential positive impacts. By employing these strategies, leaders can help cultivate a society that is more resilient, adaptable, and open to the opportunities that change can bring. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Transformative, transformative, adjective, causing a marked change in someone or something. Example, her advice had a transformative effect on my career. Catalyst, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, the professor's encouragement was a catalyst for my decision to study abroad. Paradigm shift, shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, embracing change required a paradigm shift in my thinking. Resilience, zilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, developing resilience is crucial when facing significant life changes. Pivotal, pivotal, adjective, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, her support played a pivotal role in my decision to pursue a new career path. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like inspiration and change, develop your ideas fully. Don't just give short answers. Explain your thoughts, provide examples, and elaborate on your points. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without significant pauses. Show critical thinking. In part 3, demonstrate your ability to analyze abstract ideas and discuss broader implications. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, make sure your responses sound natural and reflect your genuine thoughts and experiences. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice and preparation. Regularly engaging with English content and discussing a wide range of topics can significantly improve your performance. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on how to describe a person who has influenced your life helpful. Additionally, to further enhance your ability to discuss personal growth and inspiration, check out our guide on describing a person who has inspired you to focus on personal growth. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.